former chaplain, retired, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Gray. Good morning. And I want to thank you for standing with me last month when we called the United States Air Force Academy, because you helped us break what became national news when they purged and reprimanded 13 cadets at the Air Force Academy for their religion. And three-star General Richard Clark broke his word to me that he would absolutely defend religious freedom for our cadets. And then he did the opposite and reprimanded and kicked out 13 cadets from the Air Force Academy, including three seniors who were not allowed to attend their graduation ceremony. They were not allowed to commission as officers in the Air Force and will now be forced to repay $165,000 each in back scholarship money. And it's all because of their religion, as it's connected to their views of pro-life versus abortion and their refusal to take a vaccine, which they say was tested on aborted baby body parts. So because of their conscience, they were drummed out of the service. And now, not only did you help break the news on this very radio show, but you helped make so many phone calls to the Air Force Academy switchboard that they were overwhelmed and they began issuing press releases. Their press releases ended up on with me, and I was quoted on the front page of the Washington Times. I was then invited on Fox News. I appeared on Fox and Friends. It was then picked up by Associated Press and ran as the lead story for ABC News Radio, NBC, and CBS Online, posted the Air Force Academy scandal, cadets not allowed to graduate for their religious views.
Wow.
You broke the news, and we woke up the world. Since that time, now, 12 United States congressmen have signed on to legislation. 13 United States senators, led by Senator Marco Rubio, have signed on to legislation for freedom and religious freedom for cadets at all military academies, all six branches of the service. And that legislation will, depending if the Republicans take back the House and the Senate this year in the elections, as expected, will result in a new law for religious freedom at the service academies when they put it into the NDAA about this time next year. So it's going to take some time, but the wheels of justice are grinding slowly in favor of freedom. The American people and your listener audience were instrumental in beginning that process.
Wow.
And now we're moving on to phase two of our campaign.